Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, here we are, you know, talking more about, you know, understanding, Mormonism, understanding what's taking place, you know, with a different Jesus being spoken of throughout our country right now. And when you hear about different Jesus, what you're talking about with that is that they, even though the name is correct, you know, even though the name is correct, is that the description, the commandments, the word, the laws, everything that they're saying about that Jesus is not the same. It says that it's not that Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Paul talks about that. You need to be able to go to the torch and get the highlights talking about angel of light, you know, talking about, you know, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. No wonder his servants masquerade as angels of righteousness. And notice that every religion talks about, you know, righteous works and you know, you got to do better and you got to find yourself and you need to, you know, save everybody. You know, there's different types of things that it's right. They're righteous acts. Mm-hmm. And, but those are men's religions because of the fact of saying that the only way you can be saved is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, who paid the price for us because we couldn't be saved in our own works. Does that mean that there's not works in the church? No, but it means that salvation comes first. And as having a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, fruit happens. You just, God's goodness begins to come out of your life. Not your goodness, because the only good in us is God, as we talked about earlier, is that God's goodness begins to come out of our life. Fruit begins to happen. And he says, go around and do good deeds amongst men so that God would get glory for it. Well, the reason why he gets glory for it, because it's not your goodness coming out of you. It's God empowering you to be good.
That's right.
You know, and with that, you know, we talk about, you know, the two different Jesuses that are being talked about right now. And, you know, President Barack Obama talks about a Jesus that does not, it's kind of a mingling of what some of the scripture says about him. But there's a whole nother genre of things that Jesus was totally and strictly against and the viewpoints. And it's almost like scripture is used to defend, you know, used out of context to defend the very thing that Jesus wouldn't want, mm-hmm. you know. And God is for everyone. He loves us all, and he would that no man would be lost. And there is only one hell. So, you know, which sin sends you to hell, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
right.
The big question. Religious folk think everybody sinned but their own.
Yeah.
And the truth mm-hmm. is that we've all, this is what Paul says. He listed a whole list of sins, and he says, those who do such things won't enter into the kingdom of God, but such were some of you. And right. So that's us, you know, that's who we are. So we're reaching out to ourselves, and the only thing difference in us and them is we already found the saving grace and the love and the forgiveness of God, and we want them to be able to find him and it as well. And we're not trying to lead them to us. We're leading them to God and how much he loves them, and he's willing to forgive them like he forgave us and make him the Lord of their life. That's what we're doing. And so... But if you lead them to another Jesus, it's not gonna, you know, it's all gonna end up in the same place. I mean, there's only one hell and one heaven, and you gotta, if you go to the torch and you go to the upper right hand corner and type in, you know, Mormonism or just Mormon, we have some, because I began a dialogue discussing, we wanted to understand, you know, is this the same Jesus? Because they talk about Jesus, they sing to Jesus, they talk about God, and you'll find out some very important things. That it's a different Jesus they're talking about. And the reason why they're...
It's a counterfeit gospel.
Yeah, and the reason why they're saying they're called Mormons is because they follow Mormonism, which was an angel that interpreted some Egyptian text. You got to go back and listen to it, you know, and which really confuses me about, you know, Glenn Beck, because he's a Mormon. He's a good American. He's a Mormon. And he's a very intelligent man. Mm-hmm. He's a very intelligent man. He's into thinking things through. Maybe too much. But it's like, did you think this one over? You know?
Yeah.
And the thing about it, this is the dangers. Listen, this is the danger. When you think you can find God in your mind, you've already lost him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you find God in your heart.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard encounter. You know, you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart. You don't reason in your mind to find God.
Right.
You know, and God confounds the wisdom of the wise. And our prayers are, for this good man,
yeah,
and a good American, Glenn Beck, that I it'd be so cool. All of a sudden, just like you'll hear in those segments I'm talking about, and find it on the Torch, where previous people who walked as a Mormon, they can't, and they, you know, that it was just such a good thing, but it came to a point. He says, you know, I just needed Jesus. You know, I needed Jesus. I really had to have an encounter with him. And so he had to decide. He pulled off the side of the road and said, Jesus, I need you. And so he got saved. And when he got saved, he realized the difference in the two. And one guy says something to the fact of this, and you can probably do a better, Pat or John, but he's, you know, former, he goes, even if it's the best thing ever invented,
mm-hmm.
it's invented.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And good is the enemy of God.
Mm-hmm.
When man's goodness is the enemy of a relationship with God. And so in that, you know, one of their rules that they developed over a period of time is, you know, his interview with Tim, right?
Tim Russert.
Yeah, Tim Russert. And we had that for you. We're gonna play that for you so you can actually hear this. This is an interview with Tim Russert with
and it's dated. Tim Russert has passed away, but
yeah. Tell us a little bit about Tim.
Tim Russert was worked for many, many years on Meet the Press, and it's a Sunday morning talk show, political views, and he was a great interviewer, very passionate. And one of the things I remember most about Tim Russert is his passion, his love for his dad. You know, they had a great warm relationship, and he was finally talking about his father, and he'll be missed.
Yeah, and he wrote a book. I don't have the name of the book here, but hopefully we'll get it before the program's out.
So me and Big Russ or something like that.
Yeah, me. Yeah, Big Russ and me. Big Russ,
yeah,
and
Big
me.
Russ and me.
Father and son lessons life. Lessons of life, and it was just so cool. Yeah, and he did his job well. It's another person that did his job well. He was just loved, and he came to did his homework. And here he is. He's interviewing, Mitt Romney, and he's talking very specifically about some of the things that we're talking about. And we will make this available for you on the Torch, but listen up to this interview. And he's interviewing him in April of 2011. So this is his first running, I believe. No, actually, this is not April 2011. This is when he's first running.
Yeah.
That would have been back in, what, 08?
Yeah.
08.
So listen up.
Raise the issue of color of skin. In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court, Brown versus Board of Education, desegregated all our public schools. In 1964, civil rights laws giving full equality to black Americans. And yet it wasn't until 1978 that the Mormon Church decided to allow blacks to participate fully. Here was the headlines in the papers in June of 78. Mormon Church dissolves black bias, citing new revelation from God. The president of the Mormon Church decreed for the first time black males could fully participate in church rites.
You have to understand that how the Mormon religion works, they call it the Mormon Church, but it's the Mormon religion, is their president supposedly hears oracles from God. And up until 1978, they did not hear that God loves not just African Americans, black human beings on the face of the earth.
People of color.
And but they referred to specifically as black. I think it was, I don't know about the color as general. But and so it wasn't until 1978. I mean, 1978. You tell me how this is going to play out on the stage before America, you know, because you're going to hear the loyalty to this religion that, and it matters, you know, the fact that I love Jesus is going to determine my decisions, and then when I pray and I hear him, and even though I may have said left yesterday, and if God convicts me and it's got to go right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come out and I'll say right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your convictions and your faith is very important. And so I just don't see, you know, how in the world, you know, and, you know, any African American or a person of color, when you think in 1978, you know, you said that up until then, the God that you're listening to, which is, by the way, you know, I got news for white people that Jesus is not white, and that you know, it's like, really? That alone should, I mean, there's a whole bunch of that alones with the Mormon. I mean, if you go and listen to the stuff we have available for you on the Torch, you're going to be totally, it's not going to be, you're just informed because God loves those who are in this world. And if you happen to be in any religion, that's a man searching for God. You know, he's searching for God. And so It's a spiritual man's easier to reach than a man that's not spiritual,
right? Because
you can begin to direct them to God and a true God. But here he is. Tim just asked him very specifically, you know, isn't it true on June the 10th, 1978, when it was written in the Washington Post that says Mormon Church dissolves black bias, citing new revelation from God, the president of the Mormon Church decreed that for the first time, black males could fully participate in church rites. Think about it. This is this particular. So let's listen up.
Time, black males could fully participate in church rites. You were 31 years old, and your church was excluding blacks from full participation.
I do want to say this, that if you study American history, a lot of people in the name of Jesus, you know, did the very same thing in the Christian church, did the same
right.
thing. And that's what the Northern and the Southern battle was about in the Civil War that took place.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a religion called the Mormon religion that he's confronting him with this. And it took them all the way to 1978. And they're saying that I heard from God in 1978. And he said, God's going, never mind. You know,
yeah.
I decided after all the years of slavery and abuse and neglect and rejection, you know, oh, anyway. Listen.
Catch a clue.
Catch a clue. And that's called Sins of Our Fathers, by the way. You know, we have a president that writes a book called, you know, Dreams from My Father. Well, we have to realize that only by the grace of God are we not eating the fruit of the better grapes from the sins of our fathers. It's not because that we're good, as we talked about. It's because God is good, and that we have to understand that that was a huge injustice. But keep on listening up.
Didn't you think, what am I doing part of an organization that is viewed by many as a racist organization?
I'm very proud of my faith, and it's the faith of my fathers. And I certainly believe that it is a faith, well, it's true, and I love my faith. And I'm not going to distance myself in any way from my faith. But you can see what I believed and what my family believed by looking at our lives. My dad marched with Martin Luther King. My mom was a tireless crusader for civil rights. You may recall that my dad walked out of the Republican convention in 1964 in San Francisco, in part because Barry Goldwater, in his speech, gave my dad the impression that he was someone who was going to be weak on civil rights. So
we have to understand is that if his loyalties to, and it's a intricate business, you know, the Mormon religion.
That was a very huge statement.
Yeah, because he was in rebellion against his own leadership.
Right.
If you're saying his father and himself, you know, if they're saying prior mm-hmm. to that, you know, and it's like, you know, who is God here?
And if you won't distance yourself from something as common sense as that, what else would you not distance yourself from?
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that, you know, while, you know, he's walking and marching with King, he's connecting himself to a religion that actually denied King as a minister, that would not, you know, accept his priesthood. And,
wow.
And of course, I believe that, you know, Dr. King was an apostle, he was a prophet, you know, speaking to a nation. He led a people, you know, to a place of freedom. So anyway, we're just seeing a different Jesus, and you got to go back, and we're not going to give a download on everything again. You go back to the torch and see it, but that was just something that brought to our attention. We're going to see that again. I mean, you're going to see that, and imagine you have, you know, President Barack Obama and you have Governor Mitt Romney on a stage. Tim Russert's not going to be there, but somebody's going to bring that question up, and you know, and it's, you're going to see that the only hope for America is the church repenting. Is the church
right.
falling to our knees and saying, you know, we've sinned, we've turned away from you and your ways. You're not going to throw your hat behind some political ring, because if you throw your hat behind some political man thinking that the economy's the answer and that,
right.
that we just need a better way to do business, then you're choosing Baal over God. If both of their viewpoints of Jesus is a different Jesus, no matter who gets in the next term, you threw your hat behind a man instead of your knees on the ground at the cross. Do you really think our destiny as a nation is going to survive that? And when he
That's
holds
right.
the king's hearts in their hand, I'm not saying who's going to, I'm just saying mm-hmm. that our issue right now is not, we have two men preaching a different Jesus, you know, profounding a different, using the right name, but if you find out who they're talking about, it's a different one than you read about. And if you begin to read the word, you can find out that it's not the same Jesus. And Paul says, if anybody comes to you preaching another Jesus, you know, let him be accursed. And that's when he's talking about angel of light and servants of righteousness and false apostles and all these different things. We have to wake up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.